Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Hello, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministry. So good to see you today on this Friday. We're wrapping up another week, and it's just hard to believe that we're already this far into December. Christmas is just right around the corner, and that's what I want to talk about today here in our Christmas Nugget series, Guided by the Star of Sovereignty. And so we're going to be looking here today at Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. You know, the wise men, they traveled from the east and guided by a heavenly sign. The Bible says, "For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." You know, the star was no coincidence. It was a sovereign signal. Listen, God placed a light in the sky to lead sincere seekers directly to his son. And the star reminds us that God guides those whose hearts are set on finding him. And so the wise men, they were not Jewish. They were Gentile scholars. And yet God reached across culture, geographical boundaries to draw them to Christ. And so Christmas is not only for one people, it's for all people. You know, the star does teach us three truths I want to share with you in today's nugget. First of all, God still guides. Just as he guided the wise men, he guides you and I today, not through stars, but through scriptures. The Holy Spirit and his providence. And so when the path is unclear, God provides direction. When life is confusion, guess what? He supplies that clarity. Also, God guides gradually. The star did not give them every detail at once. They traveled step by step, mile by mile, and the journey was long and filled with uncertainty. But the star was faithful, and so God rarely shows us the entire road, but he leads us one obedient step at a time. And then God guides toward worship. Excuse me. And so their journey ended at the feet of Jesus. Friend, you know, the purpose of divine direction is always divine devotion. Listen, God doesn't guide us simply for our comfort, but for our closeness to Christ. Herod sought answers to protect his position. The wise men sought answers to give their worship. Worshippers always find what seekers miss. And so, friend, this Christmas, take comfort in knowing that God is still sovereignly guiding your life. There are no accidents with God. There's only appointments. The same God who positioned the star in the heavens is orchestrating events in your life to draw you deeper into his presence. Let me pray for you this day. Father, thank you for guiding our lives with your wisdom and sovereignty. Help us to follow your leading in trust and obedience. Lord, when the way is unclear, remind us that you are faithful to direct our steps. Lead us always toward deeper worship and a closer fellowship with Christ. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Friend, thank you for joining for today's nugget. Be sure to check us out online at hisvision.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and Lord willing, we'll see you again next Monday. God bless.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at hisvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.